Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
A brief content warning before we begin. The Case of the Invisible Man contains sound effects such as gunshots, sirens, and doors slamming. See the show notes for a full list of content warnings. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Many months from now, Sal McGill and Cindy Crenshaw will find Dash Malone in a blood-soaked room at the Hotel Normandy. They will find him dead. But he won't stay that way for long. Very quickly, he will draw breath again. What exactly happened? How is this even possible? Why aren't our trustworthy officer and wisecracking secretary surprised by our detective's resurrection? Before we start our next case, let's listen to the end of our Season 2 prologue, as that will be the beginning of it all.
Well, you aren't going to believe it.
No one reported anything.
Somehow. Please tell me you didn't book the room in your name.
I'm a professional, Sal.
You're something. I'll give you that.
Great. Then we'll grab those blood-soaked sheets and see if we can't find a back door to duck out of. Thankfully, we don't have to rush.
Which is great. It's coming back from the brink of the horizon's never the easiest thing.
Let me see your arm.
What?
Your arm. Let me see that mark.
The Ouroboros.
Every time something like this happens, that thing begins to fade. I don't like it.
What do you think that means?
I can't worry about that. Not now.
Let's get out of here, then.
Hold on. One second. I just need to know one thing. The one thing that has spoiled my perfect day.
What's that?
The guy you met, who took you back here to this hotel room, and then from the looks of it gunned you down. Who is he?
I'll tell you something. He can move. That son of a gun outran me.
Which may be easier than it appears.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you who he was, what he had to show me, and why he shot me. Well, we already know why.
We do?
We knew it back at the beginning.
The beginning?
Yeah, the beginning. It all started with the case of the Invisible Man.
Listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, Chapter 1, The Note.
As you can see, Mrs. McCrossan, the pictures don't lie.
This is not at all what I was hoping for, Mr. Malone. Not at all. I'm quite disappointed, dejected, and distempered.
That's a lot of things to be all at once.
Oh, I do say.
Do you?
I do. And I've got plenty more to say.
Mrs. McCrossan, the news of one spouse committing infidelity is a bitter pill to take. I understand.
What could you understand about any of it? You're a homosexual.
I'm aware of that, as is most of Los Angeles.
You couldn't possibly know what goes on between a husband and a wife.
Look, I am just trying to...
You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to figure out what happened here.
I wouldn't presume to know.
What on God's green earth did I hire you for, then?
Hold on there a second, lady. You just said...
I hired you to find out what happened.
I believe these pictures say it all.
They say nothing.
You hired me to find out where Mr. McCrossan was going every day, and these photos show he was headed for the plaza.
Well, obviously.
Into the arms of that brunette there, day after day after day.
Some private detective you turned out to be. This isn't Mr. McCrossan at all.
That is your husband, is it not?
Well, of course it's my husband. But Mr. McCrossan is a dog.
He's... What?
My husband is a doctor. We refer to him as Dr. McCrossan. Every day he steps out with the dog for hours-long walks. I knew where he was headed.
But...
But where was the dog this whole time? Where does he go every day? It's a scandal.
You said... I thought...
You private eyes are all alike.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mrs. McCrossan, is everything okay? Excuse me! Hey, lady!
My wisecracking secretary, Cindy Crenshaw.
Tell me you got the check.
That's your job.
I told you. She said she'd only give it to you. She said she wouldn't give a check to another woman.
How was I supposed to know she'd storm out of here like that?
I can't believe you!
When you're in the business of being a private investigator, you run into a lot of nonsense. The kind that gets in the way. The kind that jams you up. That fogs up the big picture. The big picture. Since the case of the mysterious Zita Mikara shut tight, I've been trying to keep my eye on that. To remember the hard lessons I've learned, even after losing so much. Because I know there's something larger out there, waiting. Waiting for what? I can't yet tell. I don't know myself. I've been marked with a symbol called the Ouroboros. I've seen reanimated corpses rise and devastate this city. I know there are dark forces out there at work, and they know my name, and I'm chasing down a dumb dog. A whole lot of nonsense getting in the way, making me feel like I have to apologize for every damn thing, to all the people I'm letting down, for all the things I didn't see. I hear Cindy come back in. I can feel her standing in the doorway just looking at me. My back is towards the door. I can't even face her. Cindy, I'm sorry. I should have gotten the check from her. You told me to. Everything's been fluey lately, you know that. I don't need to tell you. It's no excuse, though. I'm here to do a job. You're counting on me to do that. I needed to do that. I'll do better. I promise.
Who are you talking to, and why is this door open? I just closed this.
You weren't standing here this whole time.
What? No, you ninny. I was chasing that lady down the block, and she dived into a cab on Hill Street before I could get it out of her.
So, who opened the door? The main door in my...
Wasn't me. I shut them. Always do.
That means someone was here. Or is it?
Is what?
What? I told you. I met a man who could appear and reappear out of thin air, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
I know. I just have to accept it wasn't one of your normal bourbon binges.
His name was...
Professor Bendigo-Shu.
From the past, his name rings in my ear, and all the things he told me flood back.
The Ouroboros, you are more special than we could have possibly guessed. Just because our fate is fixed doesn't mean we can't do great things in the meantime. The heart can only hear what it is ready to hear.
You think what? You think he's here now? Is he here now?
I'm not sure.
Show yourself, Professor, if that's what you truly are. I'd like to see some of those teaching credentials.
Cindy.
Come out and show your face, and I'll teach you a thing or two. I'll slice you ear to ear.
Cindy, put down the letter opener. You're gonna hurt someone.
I'm gonna hurt him.
or yourself. Give me that.
Hey!
I don't think this is our professor. Whenever he's appeared and disappeared, there was almost like a sound.
A sound?
Like a portal or something opening. I can't explain it. And a feeling.
Feeling?
Yeah, like I could fall in love.
Now that does sound like one of your bourbon binges.
And anyway, I think he's too vain to remain invisible at this point. No, this is something different. But both of these doors did open on their own. If we know one person who can disappear, that must mean there can be more.
Dash, look!
What?
On the desk. That letter wasn't there before.
Are you sure?
Believe me, I know your desk better than you do.
She's right. She does. And sure enough, there was an envelope sitting square center on my desk blotter. It just had two large words on it. Dash Malone.
And are we going to open it?
It's just a piece of paper.
Usually what's in an envelope? What does it say?
Dashiell Malone, I apologize for contacting you in such a strange and unusual manner. However, time is of the essence, and I'm in grave danger. You may be the only one who can help. Please meet me tonight at 10 p.m. near the La Brea Tar Pits. All will be revealed then. Sincerely, a friend in need.
Well, that's not ominous at all.
Not in the least.
Going there tonight is obviously the most dangerous thing you could do.
Obviously.
Which means you're obviously gonna do it, aren't you?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't mention it.
All the same.
I'm gonna wash up. I can't stay much longer. Gotta be someplace.
Business or pleasure?
What's it to you?
Just making conversation.
I've been making that a lot lately.
Is that a problem?
Maybe so.
Sorry.
The man on the bed is called Hayes. We'll call him that because he's got to be discreet. And a private eye is always discreet. We're at the Turnstile Motel, our usual haunt. They've been meeting here every week to take care of business. But tonight's not our usual night. However, I figured since I was in the neighborhood.
I am glad you called. Real glad.
Why do you tell the wife?
Oh? What's it to you?
Touché.
I told her I had to grab something at the office. She's on her time, so she's moody anyways.
I see.
It's good to see you. Can I say that?
Bathroom's all yours.
Thanks. I don't think I'm gonna go anytime soon.
Suit yourself.
Yeah, if you want, you could come back when you're finished, whatever you're doing. I got the room for the night, anyway.
That's all right. I don't know how long this is going to take. We wouldn't want the wife to worry.
Still want to meet at our usual time this week?
Sure, if I'm not working.
I knew you were on a case. Sorry.
It's fine. Like I said before, if I'm not working...
Okay. Well,
I'm about to walk out the door. He rushes from the bed and blocks my path in the most passive way imaginable. He wants me to kiss him. To kiss him as I'm headed out the door. But I know better than to kiss a married man goodbye.
All right, see you around.
See ya.
Oh, hey! It looks like this fell out of your pocket.
What?
Your ID bracelet.
Oh. Thanks.
That's a neat design. Looks like it's Middle Eastern or something like that, right?
Hayes hands me the one gift I ever gave Johnny Plinkett's. Plink. When Plink was in Egypt, before he was murdered. He had this cheap trinket I gifted him engraved, just so he could give it back to me, so I'd know what it really meant to him.
What's it say? Do you know?
I answer Hayes with a shrug, put up a front that I don't know what it says, but I know exactly what it says.
You have emerged in me.
It's how I managed to free Plink's soul.
So I have emerged in you.
It's the last thing I know he was trying to say to me.
You gonna take it, or...
Hayes has been standing there, trying to hand it to me. I shake my head a moment and take it from him. But as I do...
The next time we meet, you'll understand. I promise.
Whoa.
Dash! Dash, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Sit down.
I'm fine.
Let me get you some water.
I said I'm fine. I have to go. Thanks for... making time for me.
We will continue with this week's episode of Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, after this commercial break.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And now, we return you to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man.
Hello?
Hiya, Becky. It's Dash. Alone.
What do you want?
Just calling to see if Sal's at home.
My husband works very late hours. I thought you, of all people, knew that.
I do. They've just been moving his beat around so much it's hard to keep track.
He shouldn't be out late at night walking a beat. He ought to be a lieutenant or captain or something more than he is. Not gone, leaving his wife alone for days and nights at a time. You know who he has to thank for that, don't you?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called.
No, Dash Malone, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have called at all!
All right, come on now. Come on.
Have a heart, officer.
This is the third time this week I caught you sleeping in the park.
I'm not some wino, I swear.
I can't let you sleep here.
Where am I supposed to go?
I don't make the laws.
Copper, I used to have a place. Even had a little yard. Then the Depression, I lost everything. Come on, please.
Here, take this dollar.
Nah, I can't take that, officer.
It's that or I run you in, and you don't want to be in the tag with a bunch of drunks and crooks, do you?
Let me stay here.
This ain't much, but it'll get you someplace for the night.
I won't take charity.
All right, don't call it charity. Call 555 Wilshire tomorrow. I may have some use for you.
Fine. But I ain't taking no handout.
Creasus, I heard you the first time. You're welcome.
Officer Sal McGill, my inside on the police force.
How long are you going to stay in the dark there, buddy?
And a friend.
You're starting to give me the creeps.
Sorry, pal. Didn't want to intrude. I was just making sure you were okay.
I don't get any kind of backup on this beat.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you couldn't use it.
I guess.
Doesn't mean I couldn't.
What's going on?
Take a read. Just showed up today.
Who sent you this?
Just appeared out of thin air on my desk.
Out of thin air? Cindy didn't...
She never saw it before.
You think it's...
I don't know what to think. Ever since the museum, everything's been quiet. I hate to say it, but it feels like it's too quiet. Almost like something's out there, waiting. I got no choice but to react whenever it decides to pop up.
You think this is connected?
I couldn't tell you. But I could use my pal. Look,
I...
It's all right, pal. I got it. As you know, I'm no stranger to facing queer and unusual circumstances on my own.
Thanks for understanding.
I had to track you down here.
They move me around so much anymore.
I never even know. I called Becky.
You called...
Yeah, I should have known better.
You'll just upset her.
I'm sorry.
Things have just been... busy. They've been busy.
I see that.
I know you're looking for backup tonight, but I can't, buddy. I just can't.
Hey, I understand, Sal.
Be careful, please.
Me? Careful?
Yeah. I should know better.
Hancock Park hosts the La Brea Tar Pits, one of the places that makes this city of angels all the more unique. Once you get close, you can smell it. Asphalt. They should be called asphalt pits. That's what they really are, anyway. Over 40,000 years in the making, these tar pits reveal to us a world of what used to be here. Animals. Animals used to get trapped in the goo and weren't able to get out. They sink to the bottom. This park is decorated with them. A bear, a mastodon, a saber-toothed tiger. Creatures that time forgot. I walk right up to the pit. In the moonlight, it's oddly beautiful. And then, close by, I hear a trumpet playing a sad tune. I turn to where the music is coming from, and for a moment, I see the outline of a man standing close to one of the pits. I can't make out his face. He seems to be looking right at me. I call out, "Are you looking for a private eye or just taking in the asphalt?" Can't say this seems like the best place to practice taps. Dash Malone, you looking for me? And then this man in the shadows disappears. Hello? Hello? That can't be good. That can't be good at all. Stepping into the moonlight, in full view, is a large, hulking thing. There's something dead about it, even though it moves at a rapid pace. I want to call it a man, at least human, but it's not. What it is approximately 8 feet tall, moving right towards me, and looking like it wants nothing more than to rip me in two. I do what any sensible person would when a behemoth is crashing towards them with murder in its eyes. I try to reason with it. Now, look there, friend, why don't we try and slow things down and chit-chat for a few? The thing picks me up like a rag doll and throws me at the edge of the tar pit. Oh! I reach for my revolver in my coat pocket, but before I could... The thing shudders and contorts. Blood begins to fall from its eyes as it lets out shrieks and howls of pain. It falls over dead, right into the tar pit, and becomes yesterday's news. And then a voice from nowhere.
Dash Malone.
Who's there?
You got my letter, I take it.
Who are you?
I'm a friend.
Where are you?
I'm right here. We need to get to your car. You won't be able to see me, but I'll be with you the entire time.
That's not as comforting as you think it might be.
Allow me then.
The music begins again, and out of nowhere, the outline of a man comes vaguely into view until I can see him clearly.
Now you can see me, but it won't last long. Let's get to your car.
But...
like I said, it won't last long.
And it wasn't. Just as quickly as he appeared, he vanished.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I did. Now I don't see you at all.
I need your help, Dash Malone.
You saved my neck there, so I'll waive some of the personal expenses that go along with my services.
We need to get to your car before another one of them finds us.
Oh, wait a second. You mean there's more where that came from?
There's an army of them coming, Dash Malone. And you might be the only one who can stop them.
You have been listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, starring Jared Calhoun, Sarah Luciano, Jay Mazzola, Thomas Robert Irvin, Walter McCready, Kathy Mostek, Shauna Massad, Lee Jacobs, Christopher Tolomeo, Joel Gerlach, and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersol. Sound design by Mick Loro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Loro. Cover art by Vinnie Rico. Executive producer Mick Loro. Dash created by Dave Ebersol and Delia Gable. Dash the Podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.
Dr. Terra Meridian, do you copy?
Yes, Scorpion? Did our soldier find the target?
He's a lump of tar at the moment, so I doubt it. Failed, just like the others.
So our invisible man is still on the loose.
And now the detective is involved.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.